Welcome to Home Sweet Home, hosted by Leslie Lovell and sponsored by Town Center Interior Design. Visit them at towncenterdesign.com. For the next 60 minutes, we'll talk interior design, fashion, cooking, outdoor living, and so much more. Now, let's bring on the host. Here's Leslie Lovell.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Home Sweet Home Show, sponsored by Town Center Interior Design. And I am happy to be here on this very warm Wednesday morning already. I think we're at 109 already today. And I think we're supposed to have like 3 or 4 days of 111, 112 with lots of fun humidity to back it up. So I'm sure it'll be a very lovely week weather-wise. But we're going to have fun in the studio today anyway because we're nice and cool. I have two co-hosts with me today, and I'm very blessed to have that today. I have a regular Linda Piana, who was our composer of our theme song and a music instructor and also an entertainer. And we have our beautiful Andrea Chestnut, who is our gardener extraordinaire. She is also a current guest host on our show, and she does a lot of things about organic living and health and beauty, and she's got the scoop on all that stuff and how to decorate outside for your landscaping and table parties, you know, birthdays and whatever events are going on. And we also have a guest with us who's going to sit in today, and that is Linda's friend Gina from Virginia. So I'm sitting here with Virginia and Atlanta, and I'm a Jersey girl, so I don't know how that's going to work today.
We'll see.
Jerseylicious.
Hi, everybody in Roanoke and what's that other city?
Bedford. What other city?
Bedford County.
Oh, Bedford in Roanoke.
Hi, Okay. Everybody in Virginia.
Hey, you guys out there. Hope it's cooler back there than it is here, huh? I don't think so, but maybe. Anyway, so we have a lot to report today. Something really funny I heard on the news this morning cracked me up on CBS this morning because I watched Gayle King and Charlie Rose. I really like Gayle King. I think she's cute. I think she's real bubbly and love watching her. And they reported that a thief went into a McDonald's, couldn't remove the cash register, so he decided to go to the refrigerator and take a supply of parfait. Well, he didn't get any money, but he did get a week's supply of dessert.
Oh, so. My God. That is so dumb.
Bada boom.
Yeah, but the funny part is he was on camera long enough so the police could identify him just to go get some parfait. That's a guy who loves dessert. I'm telling you. So is that crazy or what?
I would kill for dessert.
Yeah. I know. It's insane. And I also had another interesting story this morning. Howard Schultz, who is the CEO of Starbucks, right, and Jack Dorsey, who was the co-founder and a CEO of Twitter, are going to join forces with Starbucks and Square. Have you guys seen that little square that goes on top of the phone and you could swipe a credit card through it?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Insane. Well, they're going to team up. Jack Dorsey, this co-founder of Twitter, is also a co-founder, I guess, of Square. And they're going to make it really easy for you to buy a cup of coffee or use the Square machine. Not that it wasn't before, but now you can just use your phone and put it up to the Starbucks register with the employee there, and it's going to take all your information, and it goes to your credit card. So you don't even have to pull out your money anymore.
Mm-hmm. We knew it was coming.
Right? No cash society. I mean, we are getting there. So it's been predicted that we will be a no-cash society. So I thought that was a little weird and scary, but it's kind of the way of the world. They said that since this Jack Dorsey founded the Square app, the Square thing that goes on your phone, they have brought in $3.5 billion, and it was only created in 2009. Can you imagine that?
No.
I mean, that is so insane. I mean, talk about the internet being a place to make money. I mean, you can really capitalize on the social media thing, and I mean, it's really getting crazy. I want to make a quick announcement that Mount Charleston has their annual Arts and Crafts Show this Saturday and Sunday, August 11th and 12th. And it starts at 10 a.m. each day and goes to 4 p.m. And it's at the resort at Mount Charleston, Kyle Canyon Road. It's free admission. If you want to learn more about that, you call locally at 872-5500 in Las Vegas. So I have some sad news. If you haven't heard already, we lost our beautiful composer, Marvin Hamlisch. And Linda would like to say a few words about Marvin. Linda, are you ready for that report?
Yes, Marvin Hamlisch died on Monday at age at the young age of 68 in Los Angeles of undisclosed causes. He was one of our most well-known and versatile show business personalities of our entire generation. He started at 6 years old. He was one of the youngest students ever to be admitted to Juilliard in New York. He wrote his first pop tune at age 16. He went on to write everything you hear on film in the 70s and 80s, and also he was a dominant force in Hollywood and on Broadway. Besides A Chorus Line, which was one of his most enduring stage musicals of all time, his portfolio includes The Sting, The Way We Were, the song Nobody Does It Better. He wrote the film score for James Bond film The Spy Who Loved Me. He wrote for Sophie's Choice. He wrote for Woody Allen, many of the comedies, Woody Allen. He really enjoyed Scott Joplin-type ragtime. And every time you'd see him, say, on the radio or on TV, you'd always see him playing some form of ragtime. And ragtime isn't just Scott Joplin. It has evolved through the years to be a beautiful, sophisticated, rhythmic composition. So that was always popular. And it always fit in with our American way of thinking and our American music. He did win the Pulitzer Prize, an Oscar, a Tony, Emmy, and Grammy. And that was for all of his songs for The Sting and The Way We Were. And he's just one of the most loved composers we've ever had. So sorry to hear that. I was not expecting that at all.
No, I was really surprised when I saw In Memory Of this morning, mm-hmm. Marvin mm-hmm. Hamlisch on CBS, because I loved him. Yeah, so mm-hmm. thank you, Linda, for that report.
You're welcome.
That was awesome. Andrea, before we get into some of the things I pulled, I wanted to talk about with you girls today. You had a little report you wanted to do for us on color. Did you want to do that?
Well, the color ties in very closely with design, with our experiences in our homes. We're influenced by color every day. And especially this time of the year when it's so very hot here in Las Vegas, people begin to look for ways to cool down. And what you surround yourself with in the way of color can contribute to either your mood or even your body temperature, your well-being, your attitude. And one of the things that comes up very strongly for me in a lot of the design work that you see these days, there's gray that is used. People think of it as an accent color, but I want to talk about the color gray a little bit. Years ago, when I was very involved in the photo industry, one of the things that I found out about the color gray is that it does not add to or take away from its surroundings. Where a lot of colors like red, bright blue, bright green, all of those will add to any color that happens to be around them, and it'll even change the colors on a wall. It'll make the colors look different. But gray is one of those very subtle colors, one of those colors that can be very calming. It's also one of those colors that you do not want to put in a room where you got to make decisions. Okay? Because if you need to make a decision, the color gray is not going to stimulate in the brain, through the eyes, into the brain. It's not going to activate the centers in the brain that go into action. So if you're going to create a gray room, you need to put punches of color. Punches of red in there. You need punches that are bright and stimulating. Otherwise, you will never get a decision made. Mm-hmm. Likewise, in a room where you're going to be eating, how many times have you gone into a restaurant and you see red everywhere? Well, red is so that they can increase their bottom line, because wow. red stimulates your appetite.
Interesting.
It makes you want to eat
more. Valentine boxes are red.
That's right.
Oh, that's not good for chocolate lovers.
But that's what it is.
Yeah.
So being conscious of the colors that you surround yourself with in your bedroom, for instance, if you're going to have red in there, make sure it's on just a flower, or it's on a pillow that you can remove out of sight, kind of out of mind.
It's not a passion color?
It's a passion color, all right. But when you're not sleeping real well, I had a client years ago who had her entire room painted red. Her bedroom was painted red. Her and her husband fought and argued all the time over nothing. And we changed the colors around in that room, and it was amazing how they began to calm down. And this was a loving couple that otherwise got along beautifully, and they couldn't figure out what was going on. Now, the room was gorgeous. Don't misunderstand. It was beautiful. However, the way it was stimulating things was not stimulating what they wanted stimulated.
Not the right things, right?
Oh, my
no,
God.
No.
Yeah, that's not good.
So a lot of people just don't take into consideration that you hear a lot about aromatherapy. You hear a lot about eating right and organics and how it affects the chemistry in the body. Well, color also affects the chemistry in the body, starting with the brain. It's brain chemistry that gets set off.
Have you noticed, girls, in the last at least 20 years, no more hospitals are white. Nothing is white.
Mm-mm.
Remember years ago, many years ago, when we were probably little kids, everything was painted white, and it was so intimidating to everyone, and especially children, when they saw that white coat on the doctors. And,
oh,
and now
so
they're
sterile.
All in blue or green or orange. Mm-hmm. Or
hospital blue.
Yeah.
Hospital
mm-hmm.
green.
Everything's different, right?
Yeah. And there was a study done years ago on mental patients mm-hmm. and colors. And they started, you will see pink a lot of times.
I was going to mention pink.
Yeah. Pink is a very soothing, calming color. And it's in the red family, but it has so much white in it. It has that degree... To be completely calm, there needs to be a slight stimulation toward being calm, mm-hmm. not just flat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where gray comes in. Gray, once again, it's a beautiful color, and it can be used in so many different ways. But just be very careful how you use it and where you use it.
If you go in a paint store, and I always talk about Lowe's Valspar colors.
Mm-hmm.
I will mention this again. I love the way they present their color
mm-hmm.
In little booklets, and they're all done like, you know, what if there's gray, how many coordinates to gray do we have? You know, it makes life easy for the consumer, which I love. But I use it also when I work with my clients. But the thing I want to mention about gray, Andrea, was that when I pick grays, they usually have a base of another color like brown, which softens the gray, or lavender, which softens the gray. You have to be really careful with any color
mm-hmm.
that it's never too harsh or electric, because if it's not a kid's room and you're trying to do that in a family room or a living room or a kitchen, it could be electric and fluorescent, and that's kind of not what we're trying to do with color as designers. So, Andrea, I know you have something to say about that.
That beautiful chartreuse green that we see so much mm-hmm. of these days,
it's almost
intimidating to find a way to use that. But as Leslie was talking about, you don't go for a true chartreuse color,
right.
That bright fluorescent green. You want to have undertones of brown
yes,
in there.
Always.
You want to soften it. And once again, use it as an accent color. If you decide to put it all over your walls, be sure that you tone it down. In the times that we live in now, people are very intimidated and concerned about life, the market, you name it. There's fear all around, so it's no wonder that green is becoming a very dominant color right now, because we're pulling in, looking for things that will calm us, things that we can touch and relate to. And green is about life. Green is about inspiration. Green comes in so many different shades. So if you have that child that's very hyperactive, you might want to look at what that child's room is based in as mm-hmm. far as its colors. If you're finding that you're struggling with your weight, look at the plate that you're eating off of. Is mm-hmm. it red? Are you surrounding
yeah.
yourself with something that's going to stimulate you? If you're in need of peace and calm or decision making, look around. choosing the colors that you surround yourself with on a moment-to-moment basis every day is like choosing the proper colors and colors that work best for you to wear.
And that's a good report for you to do, maybe in the future.
Yes, what color is good for you.
Yeah, you know, that's good. A good thing. That's a good time of year to do that, because now it's coming into fall and we're almost into a new season. It's kind of a good time to do
a
that.
A new season.
Yeah, because we're into the fall season now, and everyone, you know, I notice a lot of people out there, only because I think we're in a crafty industry, you know, they don't really know what colors look good on them. They buy like,
well,
goofy
for example,
colors, you know,
I'm a redhead, and yeah. I want to wear red lipsticks sometimes.
Right.
Don't put a blue-based red on my lips, because it just
makes
doesn't
look,
work with my skin tone.
It doesn't
tone.
Look good.
But
I know.
On the other hand, something with an orange base.
That's what I wear.
So I,
yeah.
yeah. It,
that's
and it,
right.
And it looks great. And then Andrea was talking about the red plate. And what about the blue plate special? Wasn't that to tone your appetite down in the good old days? They had blue plates. And
I
they
remember
were called blue
that.
Plate special.
Mm-hmm.
And that blue, and I own some blue Fiesta wear, so I know the blue plate, it diminishes your appetite,
that's
honestly.
Interesting.
Uh-huh, psychologically.
Wow.
Yeah?
That is, it's all about psychology, isn't it?
It's all about psychology.
I know, and everybody, you know, retailers really know their business. And I'm talking right now about the big ones, like, you know, the big, big stores, like, you know, the chains, like Victoria's Secret. And I love Victoria's Secret. I love the way they decorate their stores. I just think they're so pretty to walk into, even if you don't really buy anything.
They're very pretty.
Just to walk in and look at the PJs and the pretty colognes. And, you know, even if you don't buy anything there, you could just, you smell, everything smells so good and it looks so
and
pretty.
And they're a lot of pink. They're all about pink, right?
And their packaging, oh, yes. Of course. That color, that pink that they use for Victoria's Secret only belongs to them. And it was created for them by that famous paint. Just not only a creator, but distributor, I think, is Pantone. Mm-hmm. And they decide
really?
The color of the year every year. This year it's tangerine
okay.
something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very
it's that
popular.
Orange. You see it everywhere. But they actually, executives from Victoria's Secret, you know, put a call in. They go, you design us a color that no other retailer is going to have. That's how that works.
And that becomes the fashion,
so that's
really.
That's really important, I mean, in retailing, because they want to make sure that they're setting a standard and a tone and a look that when you see that pink with the stripe. Oh, here's another one. Tiffany's
absolutely.
Boxes.
And
the
yes.
blue.
Coca-Cola red.
And Coca-Cola red.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those colors are with us forever. When you see a blue Tiffany box with a ribbon on it, you're doing good.
Yeah, whether it means Tiffany or not,
yeah.
it says Tiffany.
Yeah, anything from Tiffany, you're doing great. Oh, my gosh. Well, listen, I want to take a little break, so give us a minute to talk about what we're going to say next. And there's plenty of stuff to talk about. We've got reports galore today. You're listening to KLAV Talk Radio, 1230 a.m. on your dial. And if you want to call in and talk to the girls here, we're at 731-1230. And if you're out of town, it's 866-820-5528. So we'll be back in a few minutes with Home Sweet Home.
If you're a beginning student, or if you're coming back to the piano to brush up on your skills, Linda Piana is the professional piano coach for you. If you want to play by ear or read music, whether you're a child, teen, or adult, Linda Piana will show you how to teach yourself to play.
Hi, I'm Linda Piana. I'd love to teach you the art of playing piano. All you need is a desire to play and time to practice your art. Please call me at 702-370-2377.
Learn the art of playing piano. Call Linda Piana at 702-370-2377.
Leslie Lovell has been designing homes here in Las Vegas for many years. Leslie can design any style, from cowboy to contemporary. She has the vision to walk into a room and see it completed immediately as an artist looks at a blank canvas and instinctively knows the results. Call Leslie at 702-242-2395 Town Center Interior Design for a complimentary interior design consultation. That's Town Center Interior Design at 702-242-2395.
You're listening to Home Sweet Home, hosted by Leslie Lovell and brought to you by Town Center Interior Design. Visit them at towncenterdesign.com. Home Sweet Home continues. Here again, Leslie Lovell.
Hi, we're back on the air with Home Sweet Home on KLAV Talk Radio, 1230 AM, and we just love doing this show. We have so much to tell you about what's going on in town and what all we girls and boys are thinking about out there and trying to make our lives better, because the show is about making your life fabulous every day as best you can and living every moment to the fullest. I've got a big old birthday coming up on Monday, and it's a decade one, so I'm not going to tell you which decade. You can just guess, but it's a big one, and it kind of sets you back a little bit, because those decades, boy, they just fly by, 1, 2, 3. So I'm telling you guys, go out there and have some fun, enjoy yourselves, and live every day to the fullest, because life is short. So that's my philosophy.
And see the beauty
day.
In life.
See
always
the beauty see in the life. Beauty. Absolutely. My gosh. There was a couple of articles that we girls thought would be great for everyone out there. I know there's some shy people that when they go to a dinner party, or they get in a group of people, cocktail party or mixer, they kind of are very shy and they don't like to walk up to a stranger and talk. So Linda has a little report on how to chat at a dinner party. You want to talk about that, Linda?
I thought it was interesting and something nice to mention, because maybe you just don't think about it when you go to a party. What the author suggests here at Allure's Inside Guide is read newspapers and know what's happening today in the world. That's all you need to know, and then you can talk to people. Mm-hmm. They have heard of something, you know. There's even a radio show all about the current news, and they quiz everybody, and, you know, whoever wins get the biggest prizes.
Did you ever see that one where they go out in the street and they ask, who's the vice president?
Exactly.
It's hilarious.
Hilarious, because they don't know. So
like,
read your
what?
Newspapers. I know. And Google information, you know. And no, and this isn't in her article necessarily, but know who's going to be there so you'll know what they would be interested in talking about.
Right.
And then if you meet someone and you just feel daunted by, you know, starting a conversation, start by asking about their childhood or their earlier jobs, their job history, or, you know, what brings you here today? Mm-hmm. You know, how do you know the host? Something very basic. That's all you need to do.
Exactly.
Yeah. And let's see. She says that no conversation topic is off limits, not even politics or religions. But you don't be harsh about it.
Right.
Just give your opinion and say, what do you think about that? And this is my favorite one. Don't fake it. Instead of pretending to understand more than you know, just ask about someone's work or interests and ask them questions. That is a key. One of my good friends, I always, in conversation with other people, somebody will ask a question because they're truly interested, and he'll say, that's a great question. No one has ever asked me that question before, and what a great conversation starter.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's always very... It's also nice to compliment people. Like, if you walk up and you see a gentleman in a lovely suit or a great tie, or you see a woman in a beautiful outfit or a great purse, I always go up and say, gosh, your purse is just absolutely beautiful.
I do, too. Don't you love that?
Yeah, because, like, not where'd you get it, but, wow, what a great combination with your shoes. You know,
I love your outfit.
Fabulous, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always nice, especially to give a woman those compliments, because I don't think we ever get enough compliments. We're so starved for that. It's when my boyfriend says you look good, I go, really? What about me? Looks good today? And he's like, honey,
tell me
relax.
More. Tell me more.
Just relax. I just said you look good.
That's good.
I know, we really are starved for
that. No, because also when you're talking to somebody, you might want to think about this. It's not about yourself, it's about them, and it makes the conversation so much more interesting.
Yeah. Doesn't everyone like to talk about themselves? We're so narcissistic.
I know,
like,
I know.
It's
so,
about me, only me.
It's not just about you, that's my advice.
Right? You don't, you're good. No, I think most people like to tell their life story. You know, I do. I think they like to talk about who they are, where they come from, you know, what brought them to where they are right now in life. And I like to know those answers. It's interesting to hear about people's past, and your
to
past
relate.
Is what makes you who you are today.
Mm-hmm. And to connect. Right. Connect with everyone else in the world.
Not that you want to live in the past, of course, but it does. My mom used to talk about life. She'd say, Leslie, life is like a file cabinet. The bottom drawer is the past, the middle drawer is the future, and the top drawer is right now. And I go, oh, she'd say, stick to the top drawer. I'm like, oh, okay.
That's
it's
great.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's very cool.
I never
cool.
thought of it that way before she said it, but it's kind of cool. So stick to the top drawer, like you said. Talk about what's happening in the news like we did this morning. When you hear something funny in the news, record it in your head. Like, that's a funny story. That's something I could bring to a cocktail party, and people really laugh at that because it's silly, you know. But
exactly.
Anyway, we have another report from Andrea, and that is going to be about how to get your house party ready. And, you know, there are a ton of birthdays this time of year, I must say. I just heard like 4 or 5 birthdays this month that I didn't know about from family and friends, and I'm embarrassed to say that. And then a lot coming up in September. So everybody needs a party now and then for a birthday or a, you know, other celebration, anniversary, whatever. And Andrea is going to tell you how to get your house ready really easily for an impromptu party.
Well, this is just a 1, 2, 3. It's pretty easy when you think about it. First of all, you got to clean the house up. Okay.
Yeah.
But there's an easy way of cleaning the house up. Think about this. Hide the personal items. People do snoop, especially if it's right there in front of them.
Are you kidding?
Yes, yes, they will. They will.
That's not good.
You know, and, you know, on the article here that I'm looking at from Allure Magazine, 2012 fall, you know, it says, put away the Xanax and anything you don't want found.
Or take it before they get there.
Yeah, or take it before they get there. You'll have a great party.
Yeah.
Yeah. So hide those personal items. Focus on the bathroom. Make sure the bathroom's clean, fresh towels are out, and that you have all the tissue paper out that you can have, especially if you're inviting a bunch of women. I mean, it's just a foregone conclusion. There's never enough.
That's for sure.
So lighten up. Put candles out. Candles always, always, always set the tone, always set a feeling of excitement while being in a celebration. Candles are always
Aren't
wonderful.
They
and be careful with those scented candles. Keep them away from food. There is nothing worse than having scented candles conflicting with the food. So scented candles are good, but put them in the appropriate places.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure that you have them set in such a way that someone's not going to drag their arm across it, or they're going to knock it over. And certainly if you have children coming, put them up. Animals, you know, all those precautionary kind of things to kind of think about. Mm-hmm. You can even put the lower watt light bulbs in your lamps if you don't want to go out and buy a bunch of candles and stuff, and just switch it out from time to time. Smell the flowers. Flowers always bring about a sense of celebration. The flowers that we get here, for the most part, we do have to go to the florist to get them. But some people are lucky enough to have them in their yards, and it doesn't have to be a formal arrangement.
Mm-mm.
Just put them in some little vases, or if you have a clear bowl, cut them down short and float them in the bowl.
That's so
it
pretty.
Doesn't have to be hard.
Mm-hmm.
And raise the bar. Okay, you know who your friends are. You know the people you're inviting. You know what they drink. Be conservative, though. You don't want someone going out who has had a really rough week, have a rougher time because they've been stopped for a DUI. We're all adults here, but let's not have enough, you know, for a frat party. Let's be responsible, not only in our drinking, but in our serving of the alcohol mm-hmm. that we're providing. Have
right.
plenty of clean ice. And what I
Water.
Mean by clean yeah. ice, go buy a bag of ice, not the stuff you get out of your refrigerators a lot of times, because it just doesn't look all that good. And our water here is not that great. Let's face it. Unless
mm-hmm.
you've got filtered water, it really doesn't add anything wonderful to the taste of your mixed drinks. And try to avoid coasters. Just have lots and lots of pretty cocktail napkins around, not just at the bar, but in various places for people to pick up so that they've got them. And make sure that you have paper towels and a pretty towel handy just in case there is an accident. Mm-hmm. And enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Relax. And my suggestion is I always try to take a nice bubble bath before my guests get there.
With the Xanax or without?
You know, usually with a glass of wine.
Yeah. Hey, I have a question for you, Miss Andrea.
Yes,
ma'am. I want to know, like, suppose, like, tomorrow night I decide, I think I'll have a few friends over, but I really haven't planned a menu, and it's the summer, and it's hot, and I know people don't want to eat heavy-duty stuff. I mean, if you were me, what, I mean, I'm just, this is impromptu, what would you throw together for a quick little get-together?
Well, if I wanted to do it really, 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 really quick, salad in a bag is a wonderful thing.
Okay.
It's a beautiful thing. A little balsamic vinegar with some olive oil is a beautiful thing. Put it over and toss those greens around. Buy some shrimp.
Oh.
And put some cold shrimp out with some little dips. You can always go to places like Costco or Whole Foods and pick up things that are already prepared and put together. But this time of the year, crisp vegetables are always wonderful with a nice cold dip. And having that readily available for your guest works every time.
Yeah, that's kind of like an impromptu little thing you don't have to worry about. Say, hey, come on over, guys. We'll just, you know, throw something together and nobody stress and everybody bring their own, you know, drink,
keep,
whatever.
Keep a bottle of wine chilled.
Yeah.
There's nothing like opening a bottle of wine with friends and having some pretty glasses and, once again, those pretty little cocktail napkins. It doesn't take time to entertain when you prepare ahead of time. And preparing ahead of time means keeping stuff in stock, on your shelves, in your pantry, that are easy to put together at any point in time.
I do that all the time. You know what I buy? Those clear plastic plates that are kind of pretty to look at.
Yes.
And I buy tons of napkins, little cocktail napkins, because I'm always having an impromptu something. I have a big family and a lot of friends. And, you know, people say, well, we don't feel, we did it last week. Andrea, our other friend Lisa and I, we thought we'd go out for a happy hour. And everybody said, I don't really feel like sitting in a restaurant, do you? And I said, no, I really don't either. Well, let's just do something at somebody's house. So I said, don't worry about it. Come over here. And I threw together an eggplant parmesan. It really wasn't a lot because I already had the sauce prepared. In New Jersey, it's called gravy, by the way.
Yes.
But, yeah, and Andrea said, I'll do a salad, and Lisa said, I'll bring the dessert. So we had a delicious eggplant parmesan, a gorgeous salad, some tiramisu, some wine, and there we were. We had
a
night. Yeah, and it was so much better than going out in a way.
Yes.
Because, you know, you don't have to worry about driving. You don't have, you know, if you want to crash on the sofa or in the extra bedroom, you got somebody, you know, you could take a little nap and then get up later, which is nice to do. But we, you know, we just hung out and had, we talked for like hours, 4 or 5 hours. And, you know, we, of course, we never ran out of things to say, God
of course.
I mean, really. But that was really a fun night. And thank you for doing that.
Sure.
Andrea, that was so much fun. It was very cathartic.
And yes, it was.
Yeah, it's better than a psychologist. I know. You know what, Seth?
Cheaper.
Yes. Yeah. Seth just gave me a little, what do you call those magnet things for your fridge? And it's a bunch of different wine glasses with different colored wines in it. And on the top it says group therapy.
Exactly.
Isn't it the truth? Anyway, let's take another break. We got a lot more to talk about. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Radio Show with Leslie Lovell, Linda Piana, and Andrea Chestnut. We have our guest Gina from Virginia sitting here today and scooping up all the info, I guess. And you're going to call us, please, with a question if you have one. It's 731-1230 or 866-820-5528. Any decorating questions or clothing fashion questions or whatever you want to talk about. Okay, we're here. We'll see you in a few.
Growing up in an interior design studio gave Leslie many unique experiences within the interior design industry. At her colorful father's side, she learned the industry through osmosis. She was having so much fun listening to her dad interact with his clients and following him to the wholesale furniture markets in New York City that she didn't realize she'd absorbed a world of information. After she graduated from design school, she was more than ready to begin a career in the industry. Growing up in the interior design field is what sets Leslie apart. She loves what she does and comes by her profession naturally. Let Leslie Lovell take you through the interior design process for your home or office. You will instantly feel at ease with her great taste, elegance, and ability to make you feel comfortable. Leslie shops in her design studio filled with great catalogs and fabrics, as well as the wholesale to the trade markets in Las Vegas and Los Angeles. A Las Vegas resident for over 25 years. Call Leslie at 702-242-2395 or email leslieallovell@gmail.com or visit her website, towncenterdesign.com. That's Town Center Interior Design in Las Vegas, 702-242-2395. You're listening to Home Sweet Home, hosted by Leslie Lovell and brought to you by Town Center Interior Design. Visit them at towncenterdesign.com. Home Sweet Home continues. Here again, Leslie Lovell.
Hello, you're back with Home Sweet Home. Leslie Lovell, Linda Piana, Andrea Chestnut, and Gina from Virginia. And we're talking about all kinds of wonderful things today. I want to talk to you a little bit about World Market that came to Las Vegas last week at the wholesale shopping area there. We have those big, beautiful buildings downtown across from the outlet mall. And that is actually a wholesale to the trade mecca of three beautiful buildings that are filled two times a year, 2 weeks of the year, with every product on God's green earth that you can imagine at the wholesale level. And it is open only those 2 weeks a year to interior designers and to furniture store or accessory store gift shop owners. It is the most fabulous show I've ever been to. Andrea has been with me a couple of times already, once in California and once in Las Vegas. But this time I found some factories that I didn't even know existed, and I was very impressed. And this one little line I found was called Inspired by Multiple Blessings. And Caroline Seamus is the designer. And the fabrics are so adorable. If you want some really cute, different fabrics, you need to call me at Town Center Design. There's one called Sweet Tooth Cupcakes in turquoise, and this is like perfect for your thing that you do, your cupcake thing. And then they have one with kitchen utensils that is so cute you can't stand it. An old rolling pin and an old egg beater and, you know, little just all kinds of little cooking strainers and measuring spoons. And
that nice green background.
I know. And they have it in different colors, of
okay.
course. If they show it with a green background, they also have other background colors. But I just pulled what I thought was cool. And then they had this one with beautiful, luscious vegetables. I mean, that was so lush. It just looked fabulous. So, I mean, if you're looking for a cute little print for something different, you can even make a tablecloth out of it. Or, you know, if you have a lot of parties and you serve cupcakes, what a cute idea to do.
Oh, that's adorable.
A cupcake tablecloth.
I've seen aprons made of that
Yeah,
material.
Isn't it adorable? Mm-hmm. I mean, they're so easy to make, too.
Do Table any of runners. Us wear aprons anymore?
I do.
Yeah, I
do. The big one.
Everybody raise their hand.
Yeah.
Yes. That's so cute.
We do. They're yeah. so fun. But I also found many other things there. And one of the companies that I have bought from before is called K&K Interiors. I got to tell you, girls, the florals and the outdoor and indoor decorations make you want to cry. They're so absolutely beautifully displayed. First of all, they take you through a holiday wonderland in the front, you know, of holiday things that you can do, Christmas, and then they take you through Halloween and Thanksgiving and, you know, Hanukkah and all that. And then they take you through like a country store kind of thing and then a contemporary one. And I went ballistic. I spent way too much money, way too much. But here's what happens. They added jewelry to the line, purses to the line. Oh, come on, stop. I mean, I...
stop!
Stop the insanity. I walked around there like a gaga goo goo for like an hour, like I didn't know. And this adorable Italian guy comes up to me. His name is Andrew. Well, that really did me in. That was it. And he had the accent.
Here's my money.
Yeah, I'm out of here. He was from Milan, and I think Milan. If you're listening, I'm sorry if you're from somewhere else, but I think it was Milan. But anyway, he was so charming, and he's like, what about this ring? And these are earrings. And I'm like, oh, crap. Throw it in. I don't care. I mean, it was... And before you knew it, oh, my God. It was crazy, but I had a blast doing it. It was so beautiful. I found some great furniture that I had never seen before, and you know, to really shock a designer and get our mojo working, you better come out with some pretty interesting stuff, because we are spoiled brats. We have seen it all, and when we go to market, if you show me the same old thing, I just go, eh. I walk away, I pass the booth, I pass the showroom, I don't even go in there. What a snob. But it's true. If you've seen the same thing, you know, it's like a dress. You've seen the same dress over and over and over in every store. You just go,
I'm sure that's
that.
Why Victoria's Secret, for example, has a color that they choose, because
yes.
they want to start a
branding.
And
yeah.
So there's this year was tangerine.
Tangerine
it's all
tango.
Over the place.
It's mm-hmm. everywhere. I bought like three orange shirts this year, but it's a good color for redheads, so
yeah.
that's why I bought it. But yeah, the market is amazing. So if you want to know about all these things I found and what you could do for your home that you've never seen it before, because I haven't seen it. I mean, the fabrics and the beautiful furnishings that are different, and oh, they even had food. They had gourmet food
oh,
again this year.
Nice
candies.
Touch.
I know. It's just, I love it. I could stay there forever, but you know, it's just so many hours you could stand and walk around. And then you really, I would like one of those little, what are those wheelie things that you stand up?
A walker.
Yeah. Yeah, those new ones that you just stand on and the security guards have them.
Oh, those.
Segway.
They're electric
Segway.
Scooters.
Yeah, I need one of those. Aren't those nice? And you put a little basket in the front and put all your junk in there. And they really should, they should have women Segways, you know, so we can shop. You know, with our
baskets.
Yeah, a little basket.
Yes.
Yeah, hot pink Segways, and we could just go through the malls. And
that's funny.
That would work. I know. You see the men reading their books, waiting for their wives.
Standing back.
Yeah, standing back, going, oh, please be done with this.
With little wagons we can pull behind us.
I know. Yeah. Every woman needs a man she can shop with, though. Mm. Once in a while, I like a man's opinion. Not all the time. Once in a while. But, you know. There's times when I go, oh, I wonder if he would like this, because I'll shop for a shirt or something. You know, I go,
and there was
like
the
this.
Guy from Milan.
Oh, and then there was Andrew. Oh, my goodness. Seth, you're not listening, are you? No. I
Hopefully
hope not.
Not.
My boyfriend, no. He's not listening. Anyway, we do have a few other things to talk about. Let's look at our list here. I know we were going to talk about, did you want to talk just a little bit about the history of the piano? Because I know you... or not.
Well,
or talk about the shows coming in at Caesars and Venetian, or it's up to you.
Okay, well, let me first, I think it would be more fun and tie in with what we've been talking about so far,
mm-hmm.
if I introduce Gina.
Okay.
And the reason I wanted her to come and listen and contribute also is because she's our longtime friend from our childhood, my sister and I, in Roanoke. And now she lives on a 24-acre spread with her husband and her two beautiful kids. And six dogs. And Gina is just the epitome of health because of her lifestyle. And we talk a lot about lifestyle, but they're so healthy. At least Gina is. The other three people in her home do love junk food, but she has this garden that doesn't quit. So I'd like for Gina to talk about the garden.
Okay.
And anything else you want to talk about, but the garden could be a great of great interest to us girls in Las Vegas, because we'd love to have a garden, but we just can't. We can't do it.
Stay close to the mic,
right,
so yeah, so
it.
We can hear you.
Okay.
So yeah, so talk about your garden. And what's going on?
Well, I usually have to end up planting my garden late because I was working full time. I just retired in April, so this is the best garden I've ever had. So I plant a little bit, a big variety, but it's kind of compact. It's not a large garden. That way you can get a lot of different types of vegetables in it. So I've got peppers and all types of tomatoes and green beans and lima beans and squash. I have a lot of squash. Zucchini.
Great.
And yellow squash.
Great.
So my son and I are more the nutritionist type, and my daughter and my husband, they drink Dr. Peppers and do all of that kind of junk food stuff, where I don't. But while I've been gone, my husband's had to get my mother-in-law and my mom to come in and help with the vegetables, because he doesn't know a lot about what to do with them once he gets them out of the garden.
That's
so
funny.
But
besides eat them, right?
Yeah, I don't use a lot of heavy pesticides.
Uh-huh.
You can do a lot of natural things to keep the bugs and whatever off of your plants.
Yeah,
well, we do have a big problem with the white-tailed deer in Virginia. They're very, very heavy populated.
Yeah.
But you can put chili powder on your plants. That will keep off, you know, a lot of bugs, and the deer don't like chili powder either.
Well, that's good to know.
But I enjoy gardening. It's kind of a stress relief because when I was working, I had a very stressful job in quality. I was an auditor, and I could come home in the evenings and get out there in my garden and my flowers and just work and plant.
Yeah, it does feel good to just
and it's just you're not you don't have to think. You're just doing what something you enjoy.
Mm-hmm. She's the flower lady too. Mm-hmm. And you guys have a lot in common because you're into the vegetables and she's into the flowers.
Yeah,
yeah.
I have a lot of flower gardens.
Do you? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Andrea loves that too. When I first saw Andrea's garden, because I haven't seen yours, and I'm sure it's amazing what you do, but when I first saw her garden, I was like, oh my goodness. It was like you walked into another world behind her house. It was like, wow. Because, you know, you don't expect that sometimes when you go
not
to
in Las Vegas.
Home, you know?
No, in Las Vegas, a lot of stuff is desert gardening only. A lot of people don't realize that there's a lot of things you can grow out here if you can find a way to protect it from the direct sun.
Right.
And you make sure that your soil is amended and you water properly. It does take preparation, and more preparation.
Yeah.
But the yield and what you receive in return far outweighs the effort that you put
into it. You
should
send us some pictures so we could post them on Facebook.
I can do that.
After today, you know, and just shoot us some pictures of what you're doing out there. And, you know, it could be fun to do that. Because it's always admirable to hear someone is growing their own. You know, I would love to talk to Michelle Obama about, you know, her
program. The
garden
at the White House.
Yeah, because she's really made an effort to teach children that gardening and organic, you know, the organic way of life is so much better for them. And one of my other heroes, as you've heard me speak about many times, is Jamie Oliver, who has really tried hard to, and I think he's still trying really hard, to get our children to eat healthier, because between being on the computer all day and not eating healthy foods, we're not creating a good future here. We want our children to be active and healthy and beautiful and eat the right foods
and
take care
good.
Of themselves and feel good, you know. But food is so great. I mean, food is beautiful if you know what to do with it.
I was very lucky to come from a long line of farmers. My great-grandparents, my grandparents, they were all farmers, and so I learned a lot from all of them.
Sure.
So when I grew up on a farm, I learned all of that, so then I just took it with me.
And then you became an auditor, so the hello.
You got to do something on the side.
I had to do something to take out my frustrations from work.
Yeah, I know. And that gardening is a beautiful thing.
Well, but which are the vegetables which are the ones that you can, and which are the ones that you freeze?
Well, I think it depends on your preference. Like, for instance, green beans. If you can green beans, you need to use them up a little more quickly, because they tend to get a little strong in the jars, where I like green beans frozen. They seem to be a little, you know, you just blanch them and shock them, and you do have to cook them a little longer, but they're more like a fresh vegetable when you get them.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, and I don't put any preservatives in any of my frozen vegetables. Or
good.
I just made I had a ton of zucchini. You can plant 2 zucchini plants and have enough for the community, and I planted about 6.
You did?
And I've just got, my husband said it's not stopping, it just keeps coming.
Wow.
So I made a garden vegetable salsa, and it had the zucchini and the red peppers and the onions and jalapenos in it.
That must be good. Sounds delicious.
Sounds like my kind
of
food.
When are you sending some over?
Yeah, I'll have to mail a jar to Debbie and Linda.
I can share it with you. Yeah, that sounds
good.
You know, you know what I've been doing lately a lot? And I have another recipe I was going to talk about, but next week we can do it. But I've been doing, you know those little tiny baby white potatoes with the wax skin?
Yes.
Oh, they're so good.
They're not fingerlings, because fingerlings are all different colors, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these are just the white ones. And then the snap peas. I've been boiling potatoes first, then draining them, then cutting them up into cubes. And then I saute them with the snap peas and cumin, coriander, and just this Indian spices. Mm. And I've been, instead of the typical spices as an Italian I would use, I got to tell you, that is some tasty little dish. It's really easy. And those snap peas with the little potatoes, those are really good.
That's a great combo.
I'm getting hungry. I think it's lunch. We always do that to Sue, like right before
we always get hungry.
Yeah, we get her hungry, and then she goes, I got to go to lunch as soon as the show is over. I'm out of here. That's funny. Anyways, so what else are we going to talk about here, girls, today? We did that. Big Bear excursion. You want to look at that one? I think I have a little thing about. I keep talking about this girl that writes for the View.
And, all right, I saw that in my View also.
Did
That's
you,
great.
The Big Bear thing? Uh-huh, uh-huh. Big Bear has many summer excursions in one. Big Bear Lake is about 8 miles long and about 1 mile wide and offers 23 miles of shoreline. So that's a place, you know, when people go, I want to get out of here for a few days, but I don't know where to go and I don't want to go too far. Well, Big Bear is in California. It's not too far. And I want to mention again that that's a cool little 2 or 3 day excursion you could take. And just Google Big Bear Lake in California, and I'm sure you'll find a ton of little spots you can go see.
Isn't it just about 2 to 3 hours away?
I think so. It's
from
close.
Here.
It's real close. So, I mean, that's a cool little place to spend the weekend if you have a long weekend. I wouldn't suggest going on holiday weekends like, you know, Labor Day. And it's usually better to go when the kids are back to school, because this way, you know, you don't have to deal with the little ones. If you don't have little ones, you probably don't want to deal with them at this point. They're all grown. But I would say make plans at least a month or so in advance so that, you know, you'll get a pretty decent rate if you call for a hotel room or something.
Well, in recent years, my son went to camp there.
Oh, he did.
And it's very beautiful. It's very picturesque.
Wow.
It's wonderful. Yeah. And growing up in Southern California, I used to go to Big Bear around Christmas time. Mm-hmm. And they had you ever seen the Santa's
village.
Forest?
Santa's
Village.
Village there. I did go once. It's really cute.
Oh, it's so adorable.
I know.
And it's freezing compared to where we live.
Yes.
And it's snowing, and you're having hot chocolate, and
it's nice.
It's adorable.
It's a nice atmosphere.
It's wonderful.
I went to an apple festival once.
Did
there.
You?
It was beautiful.
Oh, wow.
It was so nice in the woods, and they had, you know, apple pies and apple, everything apple, you know, which if you love apples, it's really cool to do that. But it was such a beautiful day. It was crisp. It was in the fall. And it just reminded me of being home, because we used to have beautiful farms in New Jersey where I grew up. And boy, my great-grandmother gardened in our backyard, which is a pretty small plot of land, but the house was built in the early 1900s. So they didn't have a grocery store to go buy their vegetables and fruit in. So we had a big old pear tree in the yard, and we had grapevines, and she had rabbits there that she raised, which is really strange. But in those days, yeah.
No, it was tasty.
Yeah, I know, but ooh, I can't kill Thumper. You know, that's I can't get into it, you know.
Eat your vegetables,
yeah,
then.
Yeah, but they actually had these 3 sheds in the back that were made of brick and stone. And they used to dry their fruits and vegetables back there. And
lovely.
They also cured meats back there.
Like a smokehouse.
Yeah, and it kind of odd for New Jersey, huh? You would think that would be something they do in the South, but the Italians from Italy, they were from Potenza in Italy, which is kind of in the calf part of the boot. And they were farmers, and, you know, they would go out to sea and fish, and they dried fish, and they dried. Mm. I mean, they really had a pretty fabulous diet in Italy before they came here, because they had the abundance. And they say the soil in Italy is very similar to California soil.
I would think so.
For growing. So, which is interesting to know, huh?
Well, that's why the herbs and stuff like that do so well.
Yeah, isn't
it? It's a very similar climate.
I know. It's funny when you think about it, because you don't think of California like Italy. Like, you go, Because they have, you know, the ocean, but I guess they do, too. They have,
yeah, they
what
do.
Is it, the Mediterranean Sea on one side, and what's on the other side? I don't know. I should know that. But it's water.
The Mediterranean?
On one side. Yeah, the side that Greece backs up to, right? Or fronts up to?
Somebody call in quick and
Hello?
Tell us.
What water?
Geography class.
Yeah, I need a new I need to bring a map in when we have the show.
But, you know, in Las Vegas, one thing that does really grow well are the herbs.
Yeah.
If nothing else, that's what you can grow here.
I just killed the basil plant, though. I know. Never mind. I try. She's trying to help me. Uh-huh. Anyway, we're going to close out soon. We're going to leave with our theme song, Home Sweet Home. You listen to KLAV 1230 AM Talk Radio, Home Sweet Home. And thank you so much to my co-hosts today, Gina from Virginia, Linda Piana, and Andrea Chestnut. And it's so nice to talk and have a good time. And we'll see you next Wednesday at 11 o'clock. And have a great week and stay cool. Bye.
Bye.
Town Center Interior Design. You'll get perfection every time. In your your dream house, you will find your own sweet home. Talking about home, sweet home, nothing better than home, sweet home. Can't wait to get home, sweet home. Home, sweet home, oh yeah. Home, sweet home.